51.2% of Pennsylvania's population is made up of women, according to U.S. Census data. The state budget affects every resident of the state, but some argue that budget cuts to certain areas disproportionately affect women, especially women of color.
Pittsburgh ranks at the bottom of the heap in terms of poverty for women and girls. We have the highest rate of poverty among working-age African-Americans in particular of all 40 of the largest metropolitan regions in this country.
Jesse Ramey is with Yinzercation, a public education advocacy group. She says education is a key issue that affects women and girls and can help lift them out of poverty. But Ramey says the governor has shortchanged the system. The governor's proposed budget increases funding for education, but Ramey says the increase doesn't fill the gap left when funding was slashed in 2011. Tara Simmons is with the Women and Girls Foundation. She says overall, spending for women has been declining in the state for the 5 years they've kept track.
Spending levels per woman in the area of economic security declined by almost 13%. Prevention programs and issues around violence against women declined by about 12% per woman. And health-related spending focused on women in Pennsylvania declined by almost 18%.
Simmons says budget impacts on women were determined by examining issues such as education, homeless programs, access to housing, and domestic violence prevention, as well as health care.
The largest decline in spending in this last year's budget occurred in health programs, which were reduced from $636 per woman in 11-12 fiscal year to $495 spent per woman in fiscal year 12-13.
In addition to access to health care, transportation is another area that has an impact on women. Chris Sandvig is regional policy director with the Pittsburgh Community Reinvestment Group.
This is a system that is extremely vital to women and single mothers and single heads of household within the region. Having said that, it's also a system that is extremely vital to the economy of the region. Our region does not function. No major metropolitan area functions without a viable transit system.
Sandvig says massive budget cuts in transportation were avoided in the region and statewide this year, but he says a sustainable funding formula for the future is essential.
It's not just a matter of whether someone won't be able to catch a bus. It's a matter of whether or not that person can live a productive life, contribute to society, whether or not their children have a shot in the world, whether or not their children are able to get an education, or whether or not their children end up in the correction system. I hate to be that dire about it, but that is certainly one of the issues that we face if adequate funding for transit doesn't exist.
The panel discussion at the Women and Girls Foundation drew a large crowd that included state and local elected officials. State Representative Erin Mulchaney addressed the group and echoed concerns about education funding, among other things. The debate on the state budget is ongoing in Harrisburg. Lawmakers have until June 30th to approve it. I'm Deanna Garcia, 90.5 WESA News.